You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're with the SAFM MoneyWeb show. And thank you very much for your time this evening. We take a look now at South Africa's largest short-term insurer, Santam. It has delivered impressive financial results. The insurer reported a 35% rise in headline earnings per share as it made progress with its Future Fit 2030 strategy and diversification across market segments, insurance classes and regions. Santam reported conventional insurance net earned premium growth of 7% to 15.4 billion rand for the 6 months ended June at a net underwriting margin of 6.5%, well within the group's target range. We speak now to Gugu Mthethwa. She is the COO of Santam. Thank you very much, Gugu, for your time this evening. How would you characterize the results?
Good evening, Juju. Thank you for having me. I think for us, we've really seen an improvement, you know, from last year, despite, of course, the tough operating environment. And I think with us, you know, looking at the first half of the year, we've seen the extreme weather conditions that have had an impact. So definitely there have been headwinds, you know, with regards to this year. As you mentioned, our conventional insurance, we have managed to have our underwriting results be within our target of between 5 and 10%. So we're quite pleased with that growth of 7% on our net earned premium. And you mentioned our strategy, you know, for us, the management actions that we have put in place now, we're seeing the fruits of those. We've seen My Way that continues to show some improvement on the growth trajectory. My Way has grown by 7% as well on the top line. Some of the other actions that we had taken into account, you know, this year, last year this time, we're talking, for example, of Power Surge. We're talking of our motor book that was not necessarily doing so well. And we had put some actions into place in our motor book. Really, we've seen a turnaround. We continue to focus on our property book, especially, as I mentioned, the weather, because the severity of the weather, you know, has affected and impacted our property book. So I think for us, we're really saying that we've seen the improvement on our performance, given the current economic environment.
Yeah, and you delivered this performance despite limited growth in your motor business, which is your largest insurance class. When we take a look at weak new vehicle sales trends in the country, how did that sort of affect growth potential?
I think, as you mentioned, that, yeah, with regards to the car sales, you know, the car sales have remained flat and actually declining, as we've sort of seen this year. So, and that definitely has a direct impact on us, on our business. But having said that, there's still opportunities, of course, because when you look at the penetration of insurance in South Africa, it's still quite low. So quite a few of the customers out there that have cars are not necessarily insured. So we still see that as an opportunity, despite, of course, the motor claims, you know, going down. Having said that, I think, you know, it was mentioned that our premiums have gone up by 7%, but more so the results on the bottom line just really show and indicate the improvement of the management actions that we took into account. In the motor space in particular, you know, last year when we highlighted some of the riskier cars, then we, you know, included actions like putting two or more car trackers, we've seen, you know, the recovery rate of stolen cars actually improve. So those are the actions that have actually, you know, assisted us to improve our underwriting margins.
Right. You spoke about the property class growing some 12%, but when we take a look at the engineering book, you've experienced some growth there too. What do you put it down to?
I think on our engineering book, you know, we continue to look at, especially on the specialist book, to see how it is that we are writing, you know, the risk that we are writing. So we continue to look at improving the risk. We mentioned the geocoding, for example, to ensure on the property side that we thoroughly understand the risks that we're writing. And also, as mentioned, not only understanding, but the pricing thereof. So I think on the engineering, we had done well.
You've also noted that your major conventional insurance business contributed positively to an overall growth in gross written premiums of 8%.
Yes, that partly also is attributable to some of the, you know, premium increases that we had put through last year. Again, not necessarily putting through blanket increases, but ensuring that, you know, we adequately price the risks. So last year we started doing that, but we understand that, of course, you know, given especially the current economic environment, that it's not sustainable to continue to put premium increases, you know, in, for consumers. But also we continue to manage the churn, just to make sure that then we don't necessarily have a high turnover in our book. So that we are also managing. So that has resulted in that increase of our top line.
You're taking a look at a country where economic growth is not where it's supposed to be, right? You've also got structural constraints when it comes to what the electricity issue, transportation infrastructure as well. What is the group's position when it comes to these factors?
No, absolutely. I think you mentioned the infrastructure. So the economic environment together with the current infrastructure impacts on insurance, not only on cars, but also on property. The weather impact that we've mentioned now, when we look at floods, for example, even on the fire side, that when you don't have that supporting infrastructure, your firefighting capacity and capability, if it's not necessarily up to scratch, that's where you then have, larger losses on the fire side. So that definitely has an impact. But we're working together with the municipalities. Currently, we're working together with 95 municipalities across the country to assist in, whether it's infrastructure for on the fire side, including on the flood side. So I think on our side, we continue to work with municipalities, but also with our clients and brokers to manage that risk as well, to ensure that we either mitigate or at least reduce the risk before the claim stage.
That's the South African market, but your Indian business also grew quite strongly. The Shriram General Insurance business?
Yes, no, our SGI, the Shriram Group, actually has done quite well, and we're quite pleased with that. I mean, the Indian market continues to grow, so that investment has positively contributed for us, both on top line and bottom line. And, for us, we continue to focus not only on growing the business, but ensuring that we have profitable business. So on the Indian side, we really have had good growth and good profitable growth.
And the outlook for the group?
I think when we look ahead, we're still saying that, we're quite cautious with regards to the second half of the year. We understand that, with the weather patterns, especially the severity of some of the impact, that the second half may still have the catastrophic claims, the large claims, be it, flood or fire. So that we're still cautious. But at the same time, we say we continue to really look at our property book to ensure that we look at the profitability of our property book. We continue again with our future fit strategy, the partnerships that we've had really great success with the MTN partnership. So I think for us it's really continuing on our future fit 2030 strategy.
Thank you so much for your time this evening. Gugu Mthethwa is the COO of Santam.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM market update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.